Welcome to Skopos. Skopos is the Greek word for focus. Listen as WDCX General Manager Brett Larson helps us focus in on topics that encourage and challenge us in our daily lives.
The third person in the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, is an often overlooked part of our triune God. Because the Holy Spirit is the point at which our relationship with God connects personally, it is interesting that much of Christianity today seems to only give passing acknowledgement to pneumatology or the study of the Holy Spirit. Yet, as Millard Erickson well writes, the Holy Spirit is the point at which the Trinity becomes personal to the believer. The Old Testament scriptures are filled with the work of God the Father. Then Jesus arrives for the work of the gospel early in the New Testament. However, from the time of the birth of the church at Pentecost until the closing of canon, we see the Holy Spirit occupying center stage right on throughout church history. So why then are so many Christians unfamiliar or unsure of the Spirit's role? Well, some of our avoidance comes from less explicit revelation in the Bible about the person of the Holy Spirit than that of the Father or Son. Another reason might be that part of the Holy Spirit's role in ministry is to declare and glorify the Son. The Holy Spirit also willingly takes on a role of serving both Father and Son. This, however, must not be confused with a lesser role, as the Spirit is completely divine and equal in rank. We must be careful not to make the same heretical mistakes as the Arians by allowing any person of the Trinity to be considered unequal to the others. Another problem is that it's also difficult for us to imagine or comprehend the Holy Spirit. Jesus is humanly relatable. The idea of the Father is somewhat tangible, at least in that which he has revealed. However, the Holy Spirit is much more difficult to depict as a person, as we understand material so much better. Yet we know that the Holy Spirit plays a vital role in our interaction and understanding of God. It was the Holy Spirit who penned the Bible through men. It was the Holy Spirit who walked with Jesus. It was the Holy Spirit who empowered the early church, advanced the gospel through the apostles, and who protects the advancement of the church and gospel still today. It is the Holy Spirit who draws men to the Father through Jesus. It is the Holy Spirit who enables the sanctification and growth of all believers, and it is the Spirit who continually petitions the Father on our behalf. Because of theological abuses, confusion, and fear, many Christians have avoided studying and understanding the person of the Holy Spirit. Yet might I encourage you to dig deeper into the doctrine of the Holy Spirit? It is the Spirit which provides you with the strength for the Christian journey and the ability to love, have joy, peace, understanding, self-control, and all the fruits that Paul recorded as he wrote through the Spirit, by the way, in Galatians 5. For the believer today, the Holy Spirit is truly our Emmanuel, God with us. I'd like to encourage you to pick up a great book on the Holy Spirit, something like The Mystery of the Holy Spirit by R.C. Sproul, or Forgotten God by Francis Chan, or maybe The Holy Spirit by Sinclair Ferguson. Pick a well-trusted author and dig into knowing the Holy Spirit of God better.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you were challenged and that Skopos has left you thinking. For more from Brett Larson and Skopos, go to WDCXradio.com and click on Skopos.